Suns Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young. Welcome to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. It's the 15th day of action at the football fiesta in Russia. Colombia and Japan advanced to the knockout stage on Thursday. In Samara, Russia, the Colombians got a 74th-minute goal from Barcelona defender Yerry Mina to eliminate Senegal 1-0. The 23-year-old Mina was named Man of the Match. Mina leaped high to knock home a downward header off a corner kick from Juan Quintero. The Lions of Teranga from Senegal fought bravely, and the Senegalese launched several attacks to equalize, knowing a draw would see them through to the round of 16, but they could not score. Final score from Samara: Colombia 1, Senegal 0. In the other Group H match, Poland beat Japan 1-0 in Volgograd, Russia. The Poles got a goal in the 59th minute from Southampton man Jan Bednarek. In the Group H standings, Colombia finished on top with 6 points from 3 matches. Japan and Senegal had 4 points each, and they were also level on goals scored and goal difference. And the Japanese and the Senegalese also drew 2-2 when they played each other earlier in Russia. So some of our VOA listeners might be wondering, Sonny, how come the Japanese are moving on and the Senegalese are packing their bags? Well, World Football's governing body, FIFA, goes to what's called fair play points for a tiebreaker. Senegal ended the group stage with 6 bookings, while Japan progressed as a result of picking up only 4 yellow cards. With Senegal's elimination on Thursday, there will be no African teams in the knockout round of football's premier event. Nigeria, Morocco, Tunisia, and Egypt were eliminated earlier. I mentioned how Senegal's Lions of Teranga fought bravely in Samara on Thursday. Well, I want to give special Sunny Side of Sports salutes to the 2 youngest Teranga Lions. In fact, Senegal featured 2 of the youngest players at this World Cup in Russia: winger Ismail Yassar and defender Moussa Wagwe. Moussa is 19 years old, and he's based in Belgium with the club KAS Eupen. Moussa scored Senegal's 2nd goal in the team's 2-2 draw with Japan in a World Cup group match played June 24th in Yekaterinburg, Russia. And Ismail is 20 years old, and he's based in France with the club Stade Rennes. The youngest player at the 2018 World Cup was Australian midfielder Daniel Arzani, who at 19 years old was born exactly 3 months after the Senegalese defender Moussa Wagwe. Arzani is described as the rising star of Australian football. He came off the bench in all 3 of Australia's group matches. The Socceroos of Australia finished in last place in Group C with 1 point from 3 matches. France and Denmark, with 7 and 5 points respectively, advanced to the knockout stage from that group. In more World Cup news, Russian President Vladimir Putin and FIFA President Gianni Infantino each made goals Thursday as they showed off their soccer skills in Red Square in Moscow, the Russian capital. The two men toured a soccer complex set up in Red Square for the World Cup. It's a place where fans and young players can practice, play soccer-related games, watch exhibition matches, and seek autographs. After they each made goals, Putin and Infantino shook each other's hands, and then they joined some young players, as well as former star players from Brazil, Germany, and Spain, Ronaldo, Lothar Matthäus, Carlos Puyol, and Iker Casillas for a friendly match. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Lothar Matthäus lifted the World Cup with the West German team in 1990. I'm sure Matthäus doesn't have good feelings about this year's German squad. Defending champion Germany crashed out of Russia 2018 Wednesday after a loss to South Korea. The Germans went out of the World Cup in the first round for the first time in 80, count them, 80 years. Joining us now with some reaction is my Voice of America colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty World Cup greetings, Gwen.
Sporty World Cup greetings, Sonny. Germany is out. Thousands of fans were distraught as they watched their defending champions suffer a stunning 2-0 defeat at the hands of a relentless South Korean team. Many Germans left the stadium in tears, but there were those among them who said Germany played poorly from the very beginning. This German fan says his team deserved to crash out. He says the preparation was really bad, and he hopes the team has learned their lesson and will prepare better next time. He says, quote, "They deserve to be out, and I say this as a German fan." Germany has won the World Cup 4 times and finished as runners-up 4 times, and were one of the teams favored to win this year. However, Germany has crashed in last place in Group F. South Korea is also out of the tournament in spite of their 2-0 win against Germany, finishing in third.
Mexico! Mexico! Mexico!
Well, despite their 3-0 loss against Sweden, Mexican fans celebrated as their team advanced to the round of 16, thanks to Germany's loss. After the match, coach Juan Carlos Orcio told reporters, Sweden's strong defense taught him a lot as they prepare for the next round. Mexico will next face Brazil on Monday. Sweden finishes at the top of Group F and are set to play Switzerland next Tuesday. Switzerland reached the round of 16 in a thrilling 2-2 draw against Costa Rica on Wednesday. Costa Rica were already eliminated, but after Wednesday's match, they can leave the tournament with 2 goals after previously scoring none. Switzerland needed at least a draw to advance to the next round, and they finished 2nd in Group E. But the top of that group belongs to Brazil. Brazilian fans brought the party with them to the fan zone and celebrated their 2-0 victory over Serbia.
You know, I have the big proof in my life. I was with Serbian people chasing for Brazil because my husband's Serbian. My 2 daughters are from Serbia, but you got it. I am so happy. Let's see what's going to happen.
It's getting better. Day by day is getting better.
Yeah.
No worries.
Ciao. You deserve it. You deserve Sorry? It. Great game.
We are going to make it.
So it's on to the next round for the 5-time world champions. They have remained unbeaten in this tournament so far, and we'll see if that holds when they face Mexico on Monday. And that's all from me. More to come tomorrow. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. If you're just tuning in now to the VOA, Colombia eliminated Senegal Thursday 1-0. Barcelona defender Yerry Mina got the goal for the Colombians in the 74th minute, leaping high to knock home a header. In the other Group H match, Poland beat Japan 1-0 in Volgograd, Russia. The Poles got a goal in the 59th minute from Southampton man Jan Bednarik. Colombia and Japan advanced out of Group H to the World Cup's knockout round. Now let's go to St. Petersburg, Russia, where reporter Samson O'Malley has more World Cup news for us.
Sporty World Cup greetings to you, Sonny. The curtain will be closing on three of the 2018 FIFA World Cup host cities, and that's Kaliningrad, Saranax, and Volgograd, alongside Ekaterinburg, who finished its participation on the 27th of June. The four cities hosted football fans to 16 out of the 48 matches. A quick look at the statistics shows that as at Wednesday, 44 of the 64 matches have been played so far. Harry Kane of England tops the scorers sheet with 5 goals. Romelu Lukaku of Belgium is second with 4 goals, same as Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo. A look at the tournament statistics reveals that 116 goals have so far been scored as at Wednesday at the 2018 FIFA World Cup tournament. 147 yellow cards issued, while only 3 players have seen the red. In the meantime, FIFA has revealed that Germany, who were ousted from the tournament, are adjudged to be the best attacking side, launching 252 offenses, while Spain, completing 2,809 passes, were adjudged to be the best passing side. Iran so far has shown to be the best defending side, preventing 149 potential attacks on the team. And just a quick fact check, Saturday's matchup between France and Argentina will be the first fixture at the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia between two previous World Cup winners. It is the first time two previous winners have met at the round of 16 stage since Germany beat England 4-1 at South Africa 2010. And for Marvel Mbappe, he has already become France's youngest ever World Cup goalscorer at the Russia 2018 FIFA World Cup. In Group G, England and Belgium will meet each other even though they are short of their place in the last 16, while Panama and Tunisia will face each other in a dead rubber encounter. Some Belgian fans are already making their predictions ahead of today's game.
Next up, England. We will beat the crap out of them.
Panama was an appetizer.
Yeah, and then after that, we have Poland or Colombia. Easy game again. Afterwards, Brazil beat them.
Easy game again.
Neymar will be decimated.
Eden Hazard.
Eden Hazard. Eden Hazard. Eden Hazard.
On Wednesday, Sweden and Mexico booked their spot in the round of 16 after a dramatic afternoon of Group F action. A Swedish side defeated Mexico 3-0 at the Ekaterinburg Arena on Wednesday as both qualified following Germany's 2-0 loss to South Korea. Peter Schmeichel has said that Germany deserved nothing from their game versus South Korea.
They didn't have the ball that much. Deserved. They had the chances in the game. And of course, as Germany got more and more desperate to get a goal, they opened up, and the second goal was scored while Manuel Neuer was up the other end. But yeah, Germany did not deserve anything. The way they have played this tournament has been very bad. The way their preparation games have been, you know, you think, okay, that's just in preparation, but they carry that really poor form into the tournament.
For some German fans, they are calling for the sacking of the coach Joachim Löw. They say the coach and the team didn't bring any form of attitude to their last game.
I don't know, it's horrible. Like, guys, they were not motivated at all. And the coach didn't take the ones they were supposed to play. I don't know who he took, but like what he had in his mind. But he just, there was no German in this German team, you know? Like, that's the thing. And the last game against Sweden, everyone thought, oh, maybe they found their own game. And, you know, maybe through the will they can overcome that. But today it showed that just there is no team. 100% he will go tonight. He must go.
Well, I would say that we didn't have enough spirit to really win it again. And that's why we lost. There was not enough passion anymore. It was not the same feeling that we had in Brazil. And that's the reason why we didn't really want it.
I think we still have really good players, but they didn't perform in the World Cup, also the friendly matches before the World Cup. I think we were overconfident, and we didn't have the spirit you really need.
And reactions have continued to come in since the exit of the Super Eagles. Defender Leon Balogun and Chidoze Awazim told me at their team hotel just before the Let's St. Petersburg that the Super Eagles are still shocked.
No, it's sad. I'm still angry how we gave that chance away yesterday. I watched the second goal over and over again, and I think we could have avoided it quite easily. Maybe we were too tired at the end of the match, but I'm sad. I don't know if I have the opportunity to play another World Cup. I hope I do, because it's been amazing. The experience is amazing. I'm going to take that, I'm going to save that and keep that experience. But of course, we would have loved to advance.
Yeah, everyone was so sad, everyone, because that was not the result we wanted. We wanted to win and to make Nigeria proud. That was what that was our aim, to win and to qualify to the next round. But the result we got, that was not what we expected, and we're so sad. But
and that's it for the latest World Cup update from me, Samson Omale, in St. Petersburg, Russia. It's back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. If you're just tuning in now to the VOA, results from Thursday, Colombia eliminated Senegal 1-0. The Colombians got a goal in the 74th minute from Barcelona defender Yerry Mina, who was named man of the match. In the other Group H match, Poland beat Japan 1-0 in Volgograd, Russia. The Poles got their goal in the 59th minute from Southampton man Jan Bednarik. In the Group H standings, Colombia finished on top with 6 points from 3 matches. Japan and Senegal had 4 points each, but the Japanese go through ahead of the Senegalese based on FIFA's fair play points. The Japanese progressed as a result of picking up just 4 yellow cards in the group stage, while Senegal's World Cup ended because of 6 bookings in the group stage. Fair play points coming into play in Group H at the World Cup. In the final first-round group matches later Thursday evening, as Samson Omale mentioned, England will go against Belgium in Kaliningrad, Russia, and Panama will play Tunisia in Saransk, Russia. England and Belgium each have the maximum 6 points in Group G, and both teams are through to the knockout round. So this encounter in Kaliningrad will be to see which team, England or Belgium, whether they finish on top of the group. Panama and Tunisia are playing for pride, as well as their first points. We'll hear from a couple of Tunisian fans in Saransk, as well as a supporter for Panama. First up, Tunisian fans Sadek and Omar.
Well, we've been a bit disappointed at the beginning when we were out, but with the mood, with the World Cup, the organization, etc., we're having fun, and this is our last game, so we're trying to have fun until the end.
We're coming just for the atmosphere and the before match atmosphere, and that's it. So we came from we was in St. Petersburg, and we came in silence just to enjoy the atmosphere and the last game, and I hope we will win.
Well, we knew that this was going to happen. You know, we had a very tough team. We had Belgium and England, and well, this is the easiest game for us. We could actually win this one, and we're just happy to be here. Let's hope we win, and it would give us like a real victory. Like, it would be amazing if we could have like one victory in this World Cup. We already have a goal, so now we want to have a victory in this World Cup.
That's Panamanian fan Diego Arue. And before Diego, we heard from Tunisian fans Sadek and Omar, and they were talking in Saransk, Russia, where Panama will play Tunisia later Thursday evening in a World Cup Group G match. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. If you're just tuning in now to the VOA, Thursday's World Cup results from Group H: Colombia eliminated Senegal 1-0 on a goal from Barcelona defender Yerry Mina in the 74th minute. In the other group match, Poland beat Japan 1-0 in Volgograd, Russia, on a goal from Southampton man Jan Bednarik. Colombia and Japan go through to the knockout round, And I know many fans in Senegal and all across Africa are in mourning. No African teams in the knockout round at the World Cup. Well, the World Cup may be taking place in Russia, but some businessmen in Uganda say they're benefiting from it. They say Russia 2018 has improved their business ventures. Reporter Magumi Davis Rakawinj tells us more from Kampala, Uganda.
It's a Thursday afternoon. Henry Balim enters high-end electronics shop at the busy William Street here in Kampala. He has come to purchase a 32-inch television set for his relative, the third purchase he's making for his family in just 1 week. He was here just 3 days ago to buy his own and another for his brother. He says he and his family, most of whom are football fans, don't want to miss any action of the World Cup.
We are buying now because the World Cup is on. This friend, of this brother of mine, my cousin brother, Patrick, has bought, but his wife, his fiancé, has a young son, and they are not staying together, so he's going to see from a neighbor, so he said it's not good, he has to buy another TV. Yeah. So I'm helping him to get a better deal from the city.
Balim, an insurance agent, hails from the eastern Uganda's Tororo, but now works in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Salesman Christian Nabeta says despite being disappointed by some dismal performances from African teams, sales have more than doubled since the World Cup season began.
People, they are buying, but most especially these TVs which are coming with a free channel decoders. So people, they are coming to buy this. Everyone is eager, everyone is interested in this World Cup compared to the last World Cup of 2014, which was in Brazil. At least there is some hope. People, they are interested. Everyone is coming, we're asking. Yeah, and on a good day, we can receive like 15 clients daily. On a bad day, for example, today it's a bad day. Well, so far, we have got like 4.
Besides TV sets, Nabeta says there's been an increase in sales of TV stands, woofers, electronic plugs, sockets, and other appliances like digital decoders.
Well, I'll tell you something, German football fans are going to remember the name of that goalkeeper for a long time.
Alvin Defaz, a manager of Diamond Hotel, located near the popular Old Tax Park, downtown Kampala, one of the busiest places, says the World Cup has been a boon to his hotel.
Since we're in the middle of the town and, you know, people are always up and down, running in their business, in and out, it's always not easy to access places to watch World Cup. But now, us, we provide a place which is so convenient for them to reach and watch for the 90 minutes, and then they go back to their work. Like, they can still come back after, when the next match is playing, and then they come back and do what, watch the next match, because it's really near to their workplace.
He says each day he sees new clients coming. Defaz will be rooting for Brazil. Another hotelier who has seen his business improve because of the World Cup is Judy Nyombi, who runs 154 Bar and Restaurant in Ibunga, a Kampala suburb.
During the day, business has been down, so we are seeing some improvement since we started the World Cup. Because during the day, we had no customers, and I'm seeing that there's some improvement in numbers, of course. The sales are good. Yeah, the fact that the World Cup starts at during the day, yeah, people come and hang out, get refreshments, they hang out for lunch, and, you know, it's really doing us good for the business perspective.
Nyombi, too, is a Samba Boys fanatic and believes the Brazilians have a chance to win this World Cup. Africa was represented by 5 countries, Egypt, Morocco, Nigeria, Tunisia, and Senegal. For the Sony side of sports, I am Magume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Magume. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. If you're just tuning in now to the VOA, Colombia eliminated Senegal Thursday 1-0 at the World Cup. Poland defeated Japan by that same 1-0 scoreline. Colombia and Japan go through to the knockout round. And that wraps up the June 28th special World Cup edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to producer Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to Granddad and VOA engineer Skip Sisk, the Granddad. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Over the past 5 years, the Feed the Future Nigeria Livelihoods Project has helped pull some of the most vulnerable families in Nigeria out of poverty. This U.S. government foreign assistance program has helped Nigerians improve agricultural production, income generation, nutrition, and sanitation. The $22.6 million program in Nigeria began in 2013 and concluded just last month. Administered by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, and implemented by Catholic Relief Services, the program initially helped 42,000 poor households in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, Kebbi, and Sokoto states to increase agricultural production, diversify incomes, and improve nutrition. It also provided livelihoods planning skills, adult literacy and numeracy instruction, and cash transfers to the most vulnerable households. In 2017, the program expanded to Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states, reaching 10,000 more households. This project took a holistic approach to agriculture, to livelihoods, and to social development, said USAID Mission Director Stephen Hagen. It addressed the needs of the extreme poor by improving incomes and reducing vulnerabilities, and in this way serving as a model for efforts to build resilience in rural Nigeria. The USAID program introduced new technology, improving agricultural production and access to input markets such as quality seeds for smallholder farmers. As a result, crop yields doubled for more than 33,000 farmers. The program also helped farmers to reduce post-harvest losses. The activity engaged poor households in the rural economy by providing business skills and financial literacy support, vocational trainings and lending schemes, and safe spaces for adolescent girls. Additionally, more than 2,000 community workers were trained to deliver over 1.5 million counseling and group sessions on nutrition that led to a 22% drop in stunting, 10% drop in wasting, and 53% increase in exclusive breastfeeding rates in targeted locations. A cash transfer component alone helped lift 2,740 households out of poverty. State and local governments have shown positive support towards sustaining the gains from the program. The U.S. is proud to work with its partner Nigeria to improve the lives of the Nigerian people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
I'm Lina Hundu, host of Health Chat. Next week on the program, we'll have part two of our discussion on albinism, a congenital disorder characterized by the complete or partial absence of pigment in the skin, hair, and eyes. For your questions, email us at healthchat@voanews.com. You can also reach us by phone to leave a message or to participate in the program. We will call you back. Dial the international code for the United States, then dial 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Dial 45 after you hear the station ID. Health Chat, this Tuesday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Sporty greetings to all our VOA listeners. This is Sonny Young, host of The Sunny Side of Sports.
We will rock you.
Please join me at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC, Monday through Friday, for special World Cup updates during the month-long football festival in Russia. Right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impoga. Join me for VOA's discussion program, Reporters Roundtable, every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas and take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. So please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA.